It was his inspiration.
Do you say so, Susanna?
Yes.
Yet this Browning must have seen us.
She didn't know.
It was too confusing, like trying to figure out which came first, the chicken or the egg. Or being lost in a hall of mirrors. Her head was swimming. Read the next one marked, Susanna. Read XIII.
That's stanza 13, she said. As for the grass, it grew as scant as hair in leprosy. Thin, dry blades pricked the mud, which underneath looked kneaded up with blood. One stiff, blind horse, his every bone a stare, stood stupefied, however he came there, thrust out past service from the devil's stud. Now stanza the 14th, I read thee. Alive, he might be dead for aught I know, with that red gaunt and colloped neck astrain, and shut eyes underneath the rusty mane. Seldom went such grotesqueness with such woe. I never saw a brute I hated so. He must be wicked to deserve such pain.
Lippy, the gunslinger said, and jerked a thumb back over his shoulder. Yonder's Plugget, colloped neck and all, only female instead of male. She made no reply, needed to make none. Of course it was Lippy. Blind and bony, her neck rubbed right down to the raw pink in places. Her an ugly old thing, I know, the old man had said. The thing that had looked like an old man. You old Kai-box and gammer girt, you lost four-legged leper. And here it was in black and white. A poem written long before Cy King was even born, perhaps 80 or even 100 years before. As scant as hair in leprosy. Thrust out past service from the devil's stud, Roland said, smiling grimly. And while she'll never stud nor ever did, we'll see she's back with the devil before we leave.
No, she said. We won't.